The first instruction that the Buddha gave for doing metta meditation is to sit comfortably. This means both literally, physically, sit comfortably, relax, be at ease in your body. And it also means symbolically, psychologically, be at ease in your mind, relax. Don't try to force anything or make anything special happen. Don't try to contrive certain extraordinary loving feelings. Just relax, be at ease, sit comfortably. Imagine that you are out in a big, wide, open field, just planting seeds, seeds of intention. We begin metta meditation by opening to, directing the sense of loving care, of friendship, of kindness, of connection to ourselves. To begin with, see if you can think of one thing you like about yourself. Particular quality or attribute, some part of yourself you have respect for, or something good that you've done, a time when you've been generous, when you've been careful, you've been honorable, maybe a time when it would have been easy to tell a lie, but you chose to speak the truth. Even one small thing. If you can't find one good thing that you've done or one thing you like about yourself, then simply rest your mind in the awareness of your wish to be happy, which is rightful, appropriate, and beautiful. You, like all beings everywhere, simply want to be happy. Spend a few moments either contemplating the good within you or the rightfulness of this wish to be happy. See if you can find three or four phrases that express what you wish most deeply for yourself, not just for today or the short term, but in an enduring way, a very deep way. What would you wish most for yourself? The traditional phrases are four in number, and they are, may I be free from danger, or may I live in safety. Danger here refers both to inner and outer danger. Inner danger from being completely lost or swamped in tormenting mind states, and outer danger in the obvious way. May I be free from danger, or may I live in safety. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. This last refers to begin with, the things of day-to-day life, like family, livelihood. May it go easily. May it not be a struggle. May I live with ease. May I be free from danger. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. See if you can have these phrases, or whatever phrases you choose. The ones that are most meaningful to you are the best. Have these phrases emerge from your heart rather than being a pounding insistence in your head. Cherish each phrase, connect to it. It's as though you're holding something very precious and fragile in your hand, like an object made of glass. If you clutch it too tightly, it will shatter and break. And if you become negligent, if you just let your hand fall open, it will fall off and break. You hold it, cherish it, stay connected to it. Not too tightly, not too loosely. Let each phrase emerge from your heart and connect to it, simply connect to it, without trying to force any special feeling or make anything happen. Allow it to come up. Be with it. This is the power of intention in the mind. Let it work. May I be free from danger. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. can develop a rhythm that's pleasing to you. You don't have to hurry. There can be space, there can be silence. Once again, have the phrases emerge. If you find your attention wandering, you don't need to judge that. You don't need to try to figure out how your mind made those connections, how you ended up thinking about what you've been thinking about. You don't have to analyze. You don't have to elaborate on the thought. If anything arises in your field of awareness other than these phrases and the feelings that may come with the phrases, see if you can simply let go, gently. Bring your attention back to the phrases. the next expansion of the field of our metta is towards someone that is known as the benefactor. That is somebody who has been good to us, taken care of us, been generous toward us, helped us, or somebody who's quite inspiring for us, that reminds us of our own full capacity as human beings to be loving, to be compassionate, to be aware. If there's such a person in your life, somebody comes to mind, you can either bring forth an image of them, a visualization, or maybe say their name quietly to yourself. Get a feeling for them as though they were here in front of you. Remember the good that they've done for you, or their good qualities. And begin offering them loving kindness through the phrases, through the intentions. May you be free from danger. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If there is no one who comes to mind who serves as a benefactor, then you can simply continue with yourself, directing the feeling of loving kindness towards yourself. We further open our hearts to include a friend, a good friend. Remember, metta itself means friendship. If you think of a friend, once again, you can visualize them or say their name. Bring them here and include them in this power of intention, of friendship, of loving kindness. See if you can wish for them just what it is you've wished for yourself. Remember that this person also just wants to be happy. The next person that we choose is the one that is known as the neutral person, someone for whom we don't have strong liking or strong disliking. If you can think of such a person, once again, contemplate the fact that all beings everywhere want to be happy. This person as well, even though we don't know them perhaps very well, we don't understand their particular conditioning. We do know this, that all beings everywhere want to be happy. And so we wish for this person the happiness, the freedom, the love, the joy that we would wish for ourselves. Again, if you can't find a neutral person, you can continue on with yourself or with a friend. The next person that we choose is a difficult person. We suggest that you don't begin right away with the most difficult person in your life, the one who has hurt you the most grievously, who has done the most harm to you, where there's the most anger or fear or conflict, but rather start with somebody who is mildly difficult, who's irritating or annoying to you. Only very slowly and gradually do we work to incorporate the more and more difficult people. Remember that when we offer friendship or we offer loving kindness, it is not at all in a sense of condoning everyone's actions and saying that it doesn't matter how much I got hurt, really. It's not about pretending we're feeling something other than what we're actually feeling. It is about recognizing and understanding our oneness, our non-separateness. To offer this person loving kindness, loving care, does not diminish us in any way, but rather brings us back in touch with our deepest and most perfect capacity to love, which is an enormous strength. It's not a weakness. Sometimes as we work with a difficult person, we suggest that if it is difficult, and it often is, that you visualize yourself along with that person. So rather than running into the feeling that you're abandoning your own needs and you're not going to take care of yourself and you'll just be hurt again, you are in effect saying, may we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be free from danger. Putting yourself in there as well, on an equal footing with this person. If you find feelings like anger, grief, difficult feelings coming up, don't try to force your way through them. It might be time to feel the pain of those states and direct some loving kindness toward yourself before going back once again to see if you can include this person in your field of loving care. If the feelings like anger, for example, that come up are very intense, then you can For a little while, just drop the phrases, open to the feeling itself, be aware of it, use all the tools of mindfulness to create space around it. And only a little bit later, move on, move back to sending metta. We move from there, from sending metta to the difficult person, to sending metta to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without exclusion. We open to a sense of the boundlessness of life. The traditional categories are many in number, just as a way of opening us and opening us to a sense of the boundlessness of life, the magnitude of life. So we say, may all beings be free from danger. May they or may we be happy, be healthy, live with ease. May all living beings, all creatures, all individuals, all those in existence, be free from danger, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. We open, recognizing our inevitable connection to all beings everywhere, that there's no limit. We then go on to send metta to pairs of opposites or different parts of complementary sets. So, for example, we may send metta to all females and then to all males. All enlightened beings, those who are free, those who are good-hearted, all unenlightened beings. You can tell from that particular example that the two halves don't actually have to be halves, they don't have to be equal parts of a whole. But some way, either in using opposites or using many parts of a whole, to see for ourselves where our resistance may be, our withholding, where our challenges are. And again, it's not to judge ourselves about what we discover, but to gently offer ourselves loving care. To see how many of these limitations are actual, how many of them are simply constructed that we can gently open through. All females, all males, all enlightened ones, all unenlightened ones, those beings who are very happy, those who are really suffering, those who are causing suffering. Beings being born, those dying. Whatever comes to your mind, all parts, when taken together, make up the whole. We then finish by directing the force of loving kindness, of friendship, of loving care to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without exclusion, and without separation. And you can gently open your eyes. Feel the various sensations in your body, your heart space. And see if as you get up and begin other activities, you can have the mind rest in these phrases. Continue to extend, to offer, to open the power of loving kindness throughout the day,